Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lakit Peeris. We have cricket news hot off the field from India, where the Women's Premier League IPL is now underway, and we are coming into almost mid-season of the tournament. We also do have the points table to discuss with you and the game coming up today, which is also going to be an interesting podcast. And we also will bring you news hot off the field in the under-19 50-over World Cup now underway in Zimbabwe and Namibia. Right, let's start straight away with what happened yesterday. Mumbai Indians versus UP Warriors. Now, remember, Mumbai Indians, captained by Amranpreet, the national captain of India, were the reigning champions, and they played against Maglennis UP Warriors. Sadly for the reigning champions, they lost this game by 7 wickets. Highly unexpected result, but that's how the game goes. So UP Warriors get their names on the points table. The main scores, Mumbai Indians put into bat 161 for the loss of 5 wickets. Amanjot Kaur opened batting. She made 38. Wonderful player. She is wonderful, wonderful cricketer. Nat Skiver, she was fantastic. The English captain, she made 65. Looked in great nick, playing the bowling to all parts of the park. Nicola Carey, 32. I mean, she is another exciting player for Mumbai Indians. Deepti Sharma took 1 for 31 and Sophia Eccleston 1 for 26. UP Warriors got to the target, 162 for 3. What a great effort. With almost one over to spare, they were fantastic. Harleen Dewell, the middle order batter for the Indian national side, made 64. She played some excellent stroke, very orthodox indeed. Maglennis, the captain who opened the batting, made 25. Forbes Lynchfield, who batted at number 3, made 25. But the player of the match was none other than Chole Tyrone from South Africa. She made 27 in just 11 deliveries. She had a strike rate of 245.45. Absolutely fantastic. She took 2 brilliant catches. She had the Indian captain, that's the Mumbai Indians captain, caught in mid-wicket, and a brilliant catch that will go down as one of the best catches we've seen so far in the competition. She also caught Nat Skiver at short extra cover. That again, a full-blooded, full toss was punched very firmly, and she took a brilliant catch at short extra cover. So she was adjudicated, rightly so, as the player of the match. The game coming up today is between RCB and Gujarat Giants, and I'll tell you why it is important when I run through the points table. RCB will be captained by Smriti Mandhana, and Ashley Garner will captain the Gujarat Giants. Now, if you look at the points table, RCB are leading 1.964 plus run rate, 4 points. Mumbai Indians, reigning champions, in second place. They have 4 points plus 0.469 is their run rate. And in third place is Gujarat Giants. They have got 4 points, and their run rate is 0.0105. Delhi Capitals, captained by Jemima Rodrigues, sadly, are at number 4. And number 5 is, of course, UP Warriors, captained by Maglennis, who won their game yesterday. Now then, today's game will decide who will go on top of this top of the tree. Because if Gujarat Giants beat RCB, they'll get 6 points and go on top of the table. So that's why this game is going to be very interesting. And I'm sure all of you will watch it. It's on Star Sports, and the game starts at 7:30 local time, Sri Lanka, 7:30 p.m. Let's go across to Zimbabwe and Namibia. Mother Nature is playing a huge part in that part of the world, because the Indian under-19 game against the United States of America, which is a long opener, for favourites India. India ultimately won the game on the DLS formula by 6 wickets. The USA under-19 team batting first were bowled out for 107. Nisha Siduni made 36. And for India, Henil Patel, the seamer, took 5 wickets for 16. But because of low light, bad weather, the DLS came into equation because the game was halted for some time. India needed 98 runs, and they got there, 99 for 4, so winning the game by 6 wickets. So, long opener, India come out on top. The main scorer for India was Abhinav Kundu. The wicketkeeper made 42. Zimbabwe-Scotland game abandoned. Sad. West Indies beat Tanzania by 5 wickets. One-sided game. Tanzania batting first made 122. They were bowled out. Dylan Thakur made 26. And Yitwa Lowe, 3 for 23 for the Caribbeans. The West Indies got there in 34.4 overs. Tanis Francis, 52. And Joel Andrew, 44. I'm mentioning these names because these are the players who will be seen in pursuit in the international arena in time to come. So let's try and remember their names if we can. Right, today we got 3 games coming up. The South Africans will be playing against Afghanistan. Australia play against the Irish. And Pakistan take on England. And we'll have all those results ready for you. And remember, our own channel, Papare, is telecasting these games here in Sri Lanka. You can eyeball that. And also, Jio Sports in India, too, is carrying the live broadcast for your viewing pleasure. Tomorrow, we'll also have some rugby news for you with the compliments of our newly found rugby update specialist in Shane Dullava, the former CHNFC Ruggerite, who also was an Old Tritian. So that's coming up tomorrow. That's it from me and Lakith Peris this morning. Have a wonderful Friday. Look forward to your company once again tomorrow at the same time. Meantime, have a wonderful listen to a piece of music that I want to spin for you this morning. Get your headsets on and enjoy the melody. Thanks and bye.